Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
Sean Castrina again with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. I've just finished up my third book, Developing the Entrepreneur Within, and I'm a quote freak. Quotes motivate me. I put them everywhere. I love to get in the mind of people that have done something very successful, what they were thinking. And what I love about quotes is it kind of just gives you where they were at that time. You can kind of go into just a little bit of their mindset. So I want to share with you 15 quotes that inspire me as an entrepreneur. I love this quote, and I'll share with you a little bit why I like it. Larry Page, co-founder, obviously, of Google, always deliver more than expected. Well, that's pretty darn good. Always deliver more than expected. I mean, that's one of my key principles in business. Exceed customers' expectations. That's the concept there. Deliver more than what your customers expect. Bill Gates, your most unhappy customers are your greatest source of learning. Your most unhappy customers are your greatest source of learning. That, I love that. Because we want to sometimes dismiss customers, and I'm the firm believer. I'm the one who said that 99% of the time, customers are right, but 1% of the time they are wrong. They're not always right. And I have called customers out when they are wrong. I mean, I've told them before, listen, we're going to have to politely agree to disagree. And we may have to politely agree to part ways. But even in those situations, I've always learned something. Sometimes I learn the type of customer I never want to do business with again, but I always learn something. Quote number three, ideas are commodities. Execution of them is not. Michael Dell. So true. I mean, ideas, I'm an idea factory. The ability to execute on an idea, that's what makes somebody special. Love this one, CEO of GE years ago, Jack Welch. Change before you have to. That's so good. Change before you have to. I mean, that's what so many business owners fail to do. They see their profits going down. They see their revenue going down. Oh, it's just a trend. It's just, no. You make adjustments now. Make changes now. Jack Welch, change before you have to. All right, Zig Ziglar. If people like you, they'll listen to you. But if they trust you, they'll do business with you. Hey, my quote has always been, people do business with those they like and trust. Trust is critical to doing business. The concept is like Warren Buffett, how he can do billion-dollar deals in such a short period of time, because when he puts his word on something, people don't have to spend a year looking through the paper trail to see if what he's saying is accurate and or truthful. He carries with it such truthfulness, and people just know his word is gold. So he can do deals in just a fraction of the time. I know in my businesses, I make money every single week off of nothing more than people trust that our companies will do what we say we're going to do. We have a reputation for that. All right, I love this quote by Richard Branson. A big business starts small. It's so true. Big business starts small. All right, Donald Trump, if you're going to be thinking anyway, you might as well think big. I love it. It takes the same amount of energy. Because I find that people that think small don't think anyway. They just don't think. But Donald Trump says, hey, think big. I've learned in business, absolutely you need to think big. I love this one by the founder of Wendy's, Dave Thomas, a little bit longer, but this is so good. What do you need to start a business? Three simple things. Know your product better than anyone. Know your customer and have a burning desire to succeed. You cannot go wrong with that. Know your product, know what you're selling better than anyone. Know your customer, and have a burning desire to succeed. So good. All right, I love this one by Howard Schultz, CEO of Starbucks. This is really good. Risk more than others think is safe. Dream more than others think is practical. I love that. Risk more than others think is safe. Dream more than others think is practical. That one, I mean, I love that. Because you got to take a little bit of a risk. Sometimes you got to take a big risk. And you got to be a dreamer. All right, Thomas Watson. Here you go. Would you like me to give you the formula for success? It's quite simple, really. Double your rate of failure. We're so afraid of failure, but man, failure is just, all failure is telling you how not to do something. I always say it's a scar tissue of success. All right, here's one by Steve Jobs. I'm convinced that about half of what separates successful entrepreneurs from the non-successful ones is pure perseverance. See, sometimes we want it to be fancy. We want to know, well, how did you do it? And Steve Jobs is telling you it right there. Stick with it. Don't stop. Battle through it. I love that. What's the separator? It's perseverance. All right. Love this from Warren Buffett. Risk comes from not knowing what you're doing. Probably why he spends 80% of his day reading. He actually says, what do I do all day? I read and I think. So risk comes from not knowing what you're doing. You got to do your due diligence. All right, Russell Simmons, founder of Def Jam. You just have to pay attention to what people need and what has not been done. You could not go wrong. You want to be an entrepreneur. You're looking for, you know, find the business you need to start. What do people need? What's never been done? Hard to go wrong with that formula. I love this. I share this. Bill Gates falls into this twice because, you know, everybody talks about working hard, but when you hear him say this, it tells you just how hard you really do need to work. And I always said, you know, being an entrepreneur is like the roller coaster. It's heavy on the front end. Bill Gates is not working like this now, but nothing personifies the idea of hard work better than this quote. Simply, I never took a day off in my 20s, comma, not one. I love that. That's just to put emphasis on it. Not one. All right. Last one. Jeff Bezos, Amazon founder, obviously. I knew that if I failed, I wouldn't regret that. But I knew one thing I might regret is not trying. That's so good. Hey, failure is just kind of baked into the cake. It can happen. It does happen. It will happen. But not trying, that's the regret I don't want. I love these quotes. I hope they encourage you. They're so good. And again, my goal in this podcast is to equip and to encourage entrepreneurs. I want to thank you today for listening to today's podcast. If you enjoyed it, like it, subscribe to it, give it a rating, share it with a friend. If you have any questions about business, you're looking to start a business, you're struggling with the business you have right now, email me at sean@seancastrina.com. I will answer it. Or DM me on Instagram at sean.castrina. Again, this podcast's sole purpose is to equip and encourage entrepreneurs for success.